Thibault program, usually heard at this time, will be momentarily delayed for a special broadcast.
Friday morning, November the 10th, the President of the United States of America, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, returns to the nation's capital. Washington has turned out this morning to greet the first fourth-term President of the United States. This is Kenneth Banghart speaking from our NBC microphones here in Union Station, which we set up just beside the President's private railroad car. President Roosevelt's train pulled in about 8:30 this morning, and right now his special car was moved down to another track where we're standing, and in the background you can hear the Metropolitan Police Band of Washington as they play Hail to the Chief. He is going to leave now and go out to the Union Station Plaza for his drive to the White House. These informal receptions by the citizens and officials of Washington have grown to be a custom here in the nation's capital. First in 1936 and again in 1940, hundreds of thousands have turned out to greet the chief executive on his return to Washington after his re-election. The crowds, of course, are outside Union Station here, just beyond us, out in the Union Plaza. And when he gets out there, we're going to switch you over there so that you can hear the reception that he'll receive. Government offices here in the district have given their employees some time off to be on hand to greet the president. Our schools here in the district weren't closed this morning, but teachers are going to accept notes from parents who want their children to be on hand. And from the looks of things, as we came down here this morning, there certainly were a lot of them that wanted to be here. All the offices of the District of Columbia Municipal Government closed this morning, too. Yesterday afternoon, wartime restrictions on advance news of the president's movements were lifted, so it's been announcements of the time of the president's expected arrival. I'm looking down now right alongside the rear end of the president's car. He has made his way to his automobile and is getting in his open touring car. Incidentally, they've just taken the top down, although it's been raining here steadily since late last night and is still this morning. But the president apparently has decided to ride in an open touring car. One sidelight we noticed this morning about 8:30 when we got down here was that the various dignitaries and cabinet members and so forth who would arrive here to visit the president, about whom Morgan Beatty is going to tell you in just a few seconds, they were greeted by none other than Fowler, who was standing on the rear platform of the president's car, greeting these various people as they came aboard. The president has now gotten into his open touring car, and in just a few seconds, he's going to be passing down this line to Union Station Plaza, and I'm going to turn you over for a few minutes to Morgan Beatty, NBC's Washington commentator, to tell you something about the people who've come out to greet the president. Morgan?
The president's official and unofficial family of the White House is here today, led, you might know, by George T. Summerlin of Protocol in the State Department. After all, there's so many high officials here today, somebody has to be here to tell who goes first. But there's Jimmy Burns of the White House staff, Wright Patman, the congressman from Texas, Vice President Wallace and Mrs. Wallace, Justice Reed, Sam Hobbs, the congressman from Alabama, and Fala at the end of the car, and incidentally, an unofficial member of the family, another dog, a dog named Ensign, a great big one, looks like a mongrel to me. He's black. He's the dog of Mrs. Anna Boddicker, the daughter of the president. Little Johnny Boddicker on hand, you know. He's four, taking it all in with a great deal of satisfaction. There's William Green, president of the American Federation of Labor, and as I've said, Mr. and Mrs. Wallace, incidentally, the vice president, is holding his hat. He has been for a half hour to avoid having it ruined in the rain. His hair's all mussed up by now, and incidentally, Senator Harry Truman, who will be the next vice president, and Vice President Wallace stood together for 30 minutes, chatting very affably while the president was about to come to his car. His last act, incidentally, the president, before he left his car, was to bid goodbye to the train crew that took him to Hyde Park just before the election and the same crew that brought him back down here. Other official members who greeted the president here this morning were Archibald MacLeish of the Library of Congress and then, of course, the ever-present city officialdom, the people who actually are in charge of this thing, people probably whom you never heard about, such as Russ Young and Guy Mason and Colonel Kuntz, the commissioners of the city of Washington. They are in official charge here. And now back to Ken Banghart.
Thank you, Morgan Beatty, for describing the people who have come down here to greet the president as he returns to the nation's capital. We mentioned a little earlier that Fala had been out on the rear of the platform to greet them, and he has also gotten into the president's touring car. And I noticed, as Morgan was talking to you, that Vice President Wallace had gotten in the car with the president. He is still hatless, as Mr. Beatty told you, and the top has been put down, and the president is apparently going to ride to the White House in an open touring car despite the weather. Just now, passing me on the right-hand side here on the platform, the Secret Service men are coming out first in their open car. There are about eight or nine of them, looking in all directions, of course, and following them now, right behind them, is the president's car. As he comes toward us, I can see Vice President Wallace sitting in the rear of the car with President Roosevelt. Mrs. Boddicker, I think there's the young chap in the front there, the boy, is Mrs. Boddicker's son, if I'm not mistaken. And the president is going out. He's just going by us and waving now. And Senator Truman, the new vice president of the United States come January the 20th, is sitting in the rear of the car with the president. And as the procession moves out here now off the platform of Union Station, they're moving out into the Union Plaza up there by Columbus Fountain. And so the number one resident of Washington, D.C. is returning to his home at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, the White House. And so to give you a picture of the progress of the parade as it goes along, the other cars are passing us now, members of the cabinet and other officials that we've just told you about. The cars are moving by. And so to continue this picture, we're going to pass you along to Holly Wright up on the Station Plaza.
This is Holly Wright speaking from the NBC microphone position on the Union Station Plaza. And here a drenched crowd of some 10,000 people are awaiting the appearance of President Franklin Delano Roosevelt, and just about 5 minutes ago, the rain stopped slightly, and a tremendous thunderhead is directly above us. Any moment it's liable to let go, and then we'll really get wet. Now, as I told you, the crowd numbers some 10,000 people, and coming up from our left, approaching Delaware Avenue, which is the start of the route of the parade to the White House, is a motorcade of some 25 or 30 motorcycles, which is in the van of the presidential parade. President Roosevelt's car is somewhere in behind of the motorcade. With me here, as we await the appearance of President Roosevelt, is Dick Harkness, NBC commentator, who is here tonight at 11:15 Eastern wartime. And Dick, have you anything to say?
Well, the bad weather which plagued Mr. Roosevelt during the campaign certainly is here to plague him this morning with his fourth term homecoming party. However, this is a highly enthusiastic crowd of Washingtonians who have turned out this morning in rain capes and galoshes. And you can hear the motorcycles going on by now, which means that Mr. Roosevelt, in just a moment, will draw up right here at our NBC position. And as is expected, he probably will make a short 5-minute speech to the people here of what is becoming certainly his old hometown. Now, here is Don Fisher, NBC's presidential announcer.
Here we are, as Dick Harkness and Holly Wright so aptly told you a moment ago, standing in front of Union Station at Union Station Plaza in Washington, where President Roosevelt is making his triumphant return. The president is coming back to Washington after being notified that he has once more been elected to the presidency of the United States. After making his final major address in Boston last Saturday night, Mr. Roosevelt spent 4 days of rest at his lovely Hyde Park home, and now he is nearing the position of our microphones here in front of Union Station in Washington. Just now, the Secret Service cars, which always precede the president, are immediately in front of us. The president's car is coming ever so close now. And when the car does get in place, they'll put the microphone across. Now, there's Senator Truman, the vice presidential nominee, also in the car with President Roosevelt, as is Henry A. Wallace. Now, the mics are being placed into position. And in just a moment, the president will make a brief address to the people assembled here at Union Station Plaza in Washington, D.C. The president doesn't seem to be the least bit bothered by the rain. As you know, he's made 2 or 3 appearances in the rain of late. Senator Truman and Mr. Wallace's hats are off. Now I think the president is just about to speak, so I'd better keep quiet. Ladies and gentlemen, the next voice you hear will be that of the president of the United States. He's still smiling at the people, and he's about to start talking. So, ladies and gentlemen, the president of the United States.
Mr. President,
wait a minute. You're not in these mics. And look,
don't these things have to come off? Well, I don't care if mine gets in the nuts. How about these things over here? Are these ready to talk in here?
Is this on?
Yes.
Is that on?
They're open now, Mr.
Mayor. Mr. President, on behalf of the citizens of Washington and the metropolitan area, I, as president of the Board of District Commissioners, am very happy and proud to welcome you back to the old city And it gives me added pleasure to welcome the Vice President and the Vice President-elect who will be with us. So, Mr. President, a bad day. We got a wonderful crowd, and I'm sure if it had been a better day, we'd have had a still more wonderful crowd. I'm going to ask you to just say a little word to our committee. Work hard with me to get up this fine reception, sir.
Mr. President of the Commission, the two other commissioners, it's a very wonderful welcome home that you have given me on this rather rainy morning. A welcome home that I shall always remember. And when I say a welcome home, I hope that some of the scribes in the papers won't intimate that I expect to make Washington my permanent residence for the rest of, my life. In all these years, 8 years in the Navy Department, and 12 years now with four to come, I've had a great affection for Washington. And today, it's very different from the Washington that I first came to in the first administration of President Cleveland. I go back, Russ Young and I go back, I think, to Cleveland's first administration, because we're the same age. And so I want to tell you how happy I am to be here, and say one word to thank you, especially the government workers, for all that you're doing to win this war. And when I say especially the government workers, I don't overlook all the other people in the city who make it possible for them to come here and live here and work here. So thanks very much.
I do.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have heard the President of the United States as he spoke before the assembled crowd at Union Station Plaza in Washington, D.C. I now turn you back to Holly Wright.
You might not. I don't know whether Don Pitcher told you or not, but in the car with the President, Vice President Truman and ex-Vice President Henry Wallace. Mr. Wallace, incidentally, is hatless, and Mr. Truman also was without his hat for some time. And in the front seat of the car was young Johnny Bottinger, the President's grandson. Now, Dick Harkness, what have you to say?
Well, it seemed to me that there was one perhaps little important hint in Mr. Roosevelt's homecoming speech, which you just heard. That is where he promised that he did not plan to make Washington his permanent home for the rest of his life. He did point out that he had been here Assistant Secretary of Navy for 8 years, that he's completed 12, that's a total of 20, and he has four more years to come, which means a total of 24 years. However, Mr. Roosevelt may have given us a hint, we can't tell yet, of course, for four more years, that he is not a candidate for a fifth term. Incidentally, I might tell you that little joke which jubilant Democrats are making around here about the election. You know that certain type of cigarette which advertises with the initial LSMFT. Well, the Democrats are saying that means let's start mentioning a fifth term. Well, after his speech, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Roosevelt and his cavalcade are pulling away from Union Station Plaza. They are now headed up Delaware Avenue to the Senate office building. That is a block. As the president draws away, the rain comes pelting down even harder. The crowd here is rapidly breaking up. From Delaware Avenue, Mr. Roosevelt will head down Washington's historic Pennsylvania Avenue and drive past the Treasury and into the White House grounds, where Mr. Roosevelt, after the soaking he is taking, undoubtedly will want a hot shower. And here, again, is Holly Wright.
Thank you, Dick. We might mention, too, just in passing, that the man who introduced the president this morning was J. Russell Young, District Commissioner, who had so much to do with arranging this homecoming celebration for President Roosevelt. It's getting to be a tradition here in Washington. The government workers are allowed to sleep a little later, perhaps, and not go to work until after the celebration. They all come out, even though it's raining, well, you might say pitchforks right now. That thunderhead we mentioned earlier in the program
is really starting to open up and it's coming down. Well, the president's car has left Union Station now and is headed for the White House. All along historic Pennsylvania Avenue, thousands of people have gathered, rain or no rain, to wave and shout a greeting to the president. Now the crowd here at the plaza is dispersing just a bit, and busy wartime Washington is returning to work. NBC has brought you, during the last few minutes, a description of the greeting of the citizens and officials of Washington to President Roosevelt upon his return to the city after his election to a fourth term. You've heard Kenneth Banghart, yours truly Holly Wright, NBC's presidential announcer Don Fisher, who traveled to Washington on the president's train, and NBC commentator Richard Harkness. This program came to you from Washington. This is the National Broadcasting Company.